Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you live simulcast from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. All right, I am here in the studio in the heart of America, Kansas City, broadcasting live and heard on the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network and all of my great affiliates. And a big welcome to the newest members, Spiritualist Radio, bringing the connection closer from the UK, an internet station dedicated to the spiritualist community. Thanks, Jamie. And to KART 91.9 FM Radio for the creative soul. Thanks for joining in the journey. You can check them out and more at my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and thank you for tuning in. Now, the chat line will be open, so as you're listening to the conversations with my guests, you can interact with each other, but please respect the rules of the chat feature, and you can find that chat feature on the homepage on the right side. You know, we do welcome your questions and comments for tonight's show, so email me at mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com, or you can IM from Yahoo, and that ID is journeyswithrebecca, all one word. Now, we have a really full show tonight, so we're not going to be taking calls, but even though we're not taking the calls, we still really do want to hear from you. And we will be monitoring the chat room, and I'll try to join in as time permits, because tonight I have three guests, yes, three of them. More on them in just a moment. So to keep up with all the changes going on, please be sure to read the Journeys News section. Thank you to the sponsors, American Association of Professional Psychics, Fate Magazine, Universal Learning Series, and PerfectlyOrganic.net. Let me tell you a little bit about tonight's first guest, Stephen Lewis. Sanctuary, A Path to Consciousness is the book we're going to be talking about. Stephen has been exploring energetic balancing for more than 25 years. He's always made an explicit distinction between the healing that is natural as the result of a shift in consciousness as compared to the medical trio of diagnosing, treating, and hopefully curing. Healing, on the other hand, is definitively in the realm of spirituality and must be done by the individual. And coming up in the second hour will be Dr. Stephen Auerbach, also known as Dr. Toy, and of course, our lovely resident astrologer. For more information on the full moon will be Nancy Miller Ogren. What a full show. You guys are going to want to stay tuned for all of it. You'll be excited and delighted with all the great information. So, let's journey together. Stay with us.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right, welcome back. And again, my first hour guest is Stephen Lewis. We're going to be here talking about Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. Now, you guys go to the front page of my website, and that's journeyswithrebecca.com. There is a link there called energeticmatrix.com. Go and click on it, and you'll be able to follow along as we go through this. And let's, without further ado, welcome Stephen Lewis to the show. Hi, Stephen. Hello.
Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, good, good. Did you have a wonderful holiday?
I've had a great holiday, and, you know, every year it becomes more of a favorite of mine. Every year I understand a little bit more about gratitude, so...
And, you know, truly it is an attitude of gratitude, isn't it?
You know, gratitude is the most powerful thing in your arsenal, it's a strange word to use for that, to help you elevate your consciousness.
And actually, that's what we're here to do tonight, is to talk about what consciousness has to do with health and healing, and talk about your book as well as the AIM program, which is a fabulous thing that we're going to be getting into. So I'm going to kind of let you maybe start out this, if you will, Stephen, and tell us a little bit, tell the audience. I've already read the book. I have it sitting here. It was absolutely, I couldn't put it down, by the way. It's absolutely a wonderful, you call it a novel, but it's actually based on actual facts, correct?
Well, yes, but you know, it's a novel because I wrote it based upon my experience with patients who I was in practice at the time. And so I said, you know, well, you can't divulge confidentialities, and so I called it a novel. In fact, it's a very funny thing, Rebecca. The first time I met one of my closest friends in life, Michael Beckwith, this is many years ago now, came into my office and said, I read your book, and it's a lie. And I said, well, you know, there's a two-way door. I mean, you know. And he said, but why is it a lie? He said, because it's not a novel. It's true. However, you can say it's all right.
It's good, though.
Those were our first words.
I love it.
But we speak every day now. Think about that.
Don't you love it?
I do. Of course I do.
Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you spent 25 years, you know, studying this path to consciousness and about healing. And why don't you just go in and explain a little bit about what all of this is about so that people can get a good handle on all of this as we go forward?
Well, okay, you know, if I really answer it completely, we need about 5 hours.
All right, Reader's Digest
simply,
version.
I understood something. It's been more than 25 years, been more like 50 years. I understood that if Niels Bohr and David Bohm, all my idols, were correct, then this was not for a laboratory or a classroom, that consciousness simply does create the material world. And if that's the case, then it can be measured. And so I said, let me see if I can measure it. Well, you know what? Jesus, that was an idle moment, and it just took me the rest of my life. So what I've done is found a way to measure everything in life in units of consciousness. And it's in a computer, it's stored. And out of that came a program, which we call the AIM program, which is energetic balancing. And it is a spiritual technology. It's holographic. And we use photos. We could use blood or hair or whatever, but, you know, photos are easier to recognize people. And what we do is compel you to heal yourself by healing. Healing yourself means simply this. Anything that is in your consciousness, if something you've acquired, like from a kiss when you were a teenager, if something you acquired yesterday, something you inherited and brought with you hereditarily, if it's an attitude, if it's a physical imbalance, it can be healed. If you remove it from your consciousness, it cannot exist in your physical body, in your material world. And we help you heal everything in your consciousness, and you do the healing. And then once you remove it from your consciousness, it will be gone. And that is why it is balancing, and it's why it's spiritual technology.
Well, let's talk about the journey to that whole place that you're talking about, because it didn't start out on a computer system. It started out entirely different. Am I correct?
Well, you know,
using photographs. I'm sorry. Maybe I needed to reword that.
Well, using photographs is not my addition. That's been done for many, many, many years. I first read about it being done in India by homeopaths. And it's been done by a lot of people for a lot of years. That's not something that's new. And very simply this. The contention and the point is this. That anything unique to you contains all of you holographically. Now, that's true of a drop of blood, as I said, or a lock of hair. But anything unique to you, your photograph is just as good. Because it's not about DNA. It's about information and it's about intention. Something unique to you as your photograph is, you may use that as your hologram. And you may use that as something... You see, you heal yourself, Rebecca.
Right.
But it doesn't mean there isn't help. There's a lot of help out there.
That's correct.
And what we do, I think, is an incredibly effective method of helping you, because it's 24/7, every second of every day. But, you know, helping you heal yourself is as old as humanity. And whether it's someone giving a sermon or someone saying something not in church, whether it's Reiki or whether it's acupuncture, homeopathy, if something changes your consciousness, changes your energy positively, it's something that helps you heal yourself. And, you know, none of us are above needing help in healing ourselves. None of us.
Okay. And, you know, I have to agree with that. Well, let's talk about, let's get into this a little bit more, because in your book you talk about frequencies, you talk about disease. So what is the link between frequencies and diseases?
Well, everything in life has a frequency.
That would be true.
And, I mean, that is something that no one can contest. Now, what I did was try and find its frequency in consciousness. So whether it's, I mean, we don't need to focus on disease, whether it's syphilis, or whether it's HIV, whether it's cancer, or diabetes, or poverty, or depression, or elation, or joy, or whatever, it all has a frequency. Now, the object is for you to remove these frequencies that you see as negative with a higher frequency in your consciousness. But there's nothing that doesn't have a frequency. I mean, there's a frequency for elbows, and within that range of frequency for elbows, your elbow is somewhat different than mine.
Yes.
So all of life has a frequency. That's fundamental.
I would agree with that.
The point is, see, here's the crux of it, Rebecca. You know, everyone says everything is energy, and it is. E does equal MC squared. You know, that's high school physics now,
right,
correct?
Right.
But I can tell you everything about energy in under 10 seconds.
Okay.
Everything. Because here it is. Energy is. I'm finished. No, I am. I'll say what.
That's very good. I like that.
You see, the point is this. It doesn't have a smell. It doesn't have a taste. You can't feel it. It doesn't have space. It doesn't have time. It has absolutely no property of its own. It just is. Now, we live in a manifest, material, real world. So the fact that everything's energy doesn't help us, because our world is energy shaped by consciousness. And that's the good news and the bad news. It means that anything that we feel is negative about ourselves, we can change with our consciousness. Just as anything that is negative, we've created with our consciousness. We are empowered. We are, and that's the real message, isn't it, Rebecca?
Yes.
We are empowered to create our lives. Now, you probably grew up the way I did, saying, if something's wrong, go to the guy who fixes it. If you can't do it, you've had it.
That's right.
Right. It's like a world of absolute disempowerment.
That's correct. I was just talking to somebody about that earlier today.
Well, you know, there are no accidents.
No.
Because this is happening with you and with me and the AIM program or whatever it is, because it's time. It needs to happen. It's a miracle, but miracles occur when they're needed.
That's right.
Miracles are not created by an individual. They're created by the need for that miracle. They're created by life, by God, if you want.
I agree.
That's the point. And so we are, and the public is perceiving it now, because I know the logistics of my audience. They're perceiving that they need to change. They need to empower themselves. They are empowered. They need to perceive they're empowered. And once you perceive you're empowered, then you are responsible for that empowerment, aren't you?
That's true.
And once you're responsible for your empowerment, and you know that anything negative about you, you are empowered to change, all that's left is for you to say, thank God, thank you. And that's called gratitude.
And that's exactly what we were talking about when we started. It is an attitude
it's
of gratitude.
Always will be.
Yeah, isn't that true? Well, you know, I really love the message about empowering oneself, because that is really, and then taking responsibility for the knowledge of that empowerment. That's the second step, in my opinion, is to make sure that you take responsibility. You can ask, but make sure you take the responsibility. And we have become a society that has given our way, our power to everything, to I think I'll call it this way, Stephen, I'll say it this way, institutions or organizations. We've given our power away to our governments, to our medical facilitators, to legal issues for our lawyers, for resolving conflict, and the list is endless. And you are absolutely right when you say that the time has, there's no accidents. This is a miracle. The time is now, because people are ready to accept it.
Well, I don't know where you grew up. I assume New York. Is that right?
Who, me? No.
Yes.
Michigan.
Okay.
Did I have an accent?
You were brought up the same way I was. And empowerment and responsibility at that level was not part of your upbringing, nor mine.
That's correct.
And so we come to this kind of like we are being forced to focus on what we must remember. This is not new.
That's
not
true.
New at all.
That's true.
It's, you know, it's like, I'll tell you an interesting story. My background is in math and physics, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I was doing work on the holographic principle, which is a fundamental, really fundamental principle. I mean, in this sense, the great hologram means we are all connected to each other. We are all one. We are all one great big hologram. And those of us who perceive the extent of that hologram, if we really perceive it and live it, well, then we're called ascendant masters or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or enlightened. You know, whether it's Jesus or Buddha, we all understand that. Well, I was doing this work mathematically, and I heard, I was considered pretty, I was a prodigy. I heard about people who wouldn't let you take their picture because they felt it captured something essential about you.
Yeah, a piece
and
of your soul.
I thought they were just ignorant and superstitious.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that, actually,
now,
yes.
So I'm studying all this and didn't understand a damn thing about it. And they were living it. Think about that one, okay? It's humbling.
It is.
Yeah, I know. And I've since misplaced my sense of superiority. I haven't found it for quite a while now. If you stumble across it, let me know.
Well, and yeah, I will. But I'll make sure that it doesn't come back, okay? I like that.
I'm right there with you. Got your back.
Well, good. I appreciate that. We're going to be going to a commercial break here in just a minute, Stephen. And when we come back, we're going to get into some more of the consciousness, and also talk a little bit more about the book Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, and some of the really interesting work that you've been doing. So you guys stay with us. We're going to be right back with more of Stephen Lewis and Journeys with Rebecca. Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. You know, sometimes my schedule does not always allow for me to get to all the inquiries to have a reading. And sometimes I just can't get to everyone as quick as they would need answers. Well, now I have a solution. I am teaming up with my colleagues at the American Association of Professional Psychics. They are there 7 days a week with a very special group of experienced professional psychics. And they have been offering quality psychic readings by phone since 1989. You know, I also know that by using American Association of Professional Psychics, you can be sure the psychic you connect with has been tested and certified for ethics, professionalism, and proven psychic ability. So call now or anytime, 1-800-717-7887. It's still just $3.99 per minute using a major credit card or debit card. But it does get better. Here's a special offer. If you purchase time for a psychic read from their website, you'll get a 50% discount. Go to CertifiedPsychics.com. Take advantage of the savings. Readings are regularly $3.99 per minute. Why not get 50% off? And that web address is CertifiedPsychics.com, or just click on the banner from my front page. So go ahead, call today, 1-800-717-7887, American Association of Professional Psychics.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall, only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exist today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, or environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE, 1-800-729-SAVE.
More than talk, it's entertaining insight and discoveries. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, welcome back. We're here with Stephen Lewis talking about Sanctuary, the Path to Consciousness. And Stephen, if you would, if you could talk into the phone just a little bit. I'm having just a hair of a bit of trouble hearing you just a little bit. Let's talk a little bit. I want to get back to the photographs a little bit, because we talked about, the holographic energy and all of that. But how can, what happens when, I guess what we need to do is maybe explain the kind of the process of what you do at AIM, so that people can understand what the process is when you or another individual from AIM is looking at a person's photograph. What's the procedure?
Well, okay, Rebecca, we have about 45,000 people who've received, receiving energetic balancing from AIM. Obviously, we don't have them sitting on metal trays. How big would those trays have to be? So we use a hologram. Now, the hologram we use is, as I said earlier, anything you need to use your hologram. I could use, you're on the AIM program, Rebecca.
Yes, I am.
I could use your hair. The problem I have is this. I can't look at your hair and say, that's Rebecca.
Correct.
And this is Steve, and on and on. I use something I can recognize, and that's your photograph. And it's no better or no worse than your hair or your blood. That's the point, because it's not about DNA. You know, I remember I was talking with Wayne Dyer. I'm sure we both know Wayne.
Yes, uh-huh.
He's a good friend of mine. I was at his house, and he said, well, Steve, my picture is in the DMV. I said, so what, Wayne? Whose isn't? I mean, that applies to most of the country. He said, why doesn't it do anything? And I said, Wayne, if you walked into a hardware store and saw a saw and a stack of wood, would you say, why isn't that wood being cut by that saw? I said, what makes it happen is your intention. It's the power of your intention that makes it all happen. And that's why we have all these frequencies. Again, whether it's cancer or diabetes, doesn't matter what. And if you need selective frequency, you will. That's part of my other contribution to this vast field. And that's the entire point. Your hologram is anything unique to you. The DNA is the last thing that matters. DNA just tags along. I mean, tell me this. I don't know if we haven't talked about this. Are you familiar with the experiments with people with multiple personalities?
In what regard? I mean,
let me tell you.
There's a lot of different.
Okay. they were studying these people who had this MPD, multiple personality disorder, and one of the first people they checked when they investigated was a insulin-dependent diabetic. He switched personalities, and in the space of an instant, he wasn't diabetic. The machine said he's not diabetic. His glucose levels were normal. He was not diabetic. They bought a new machine because they figured it broke. He still wasn't diabetic. The point is, his personality, the new personality, did not need to be diabetic. So it wasn't that quickly.
Instantaneously.
When he went back, the first personality was diabetic again. The point is, and always will be, everything about you is manifest. It's unique. Everything about you, you create with your consciousness. So that means it's the good news and the bad news. Whatever about you you don't like, you've created. Whatever about you you don't like, you can change. Change your consciousness, and it will change.
Let me ask
consciousness
you this.
Creates the material world.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What if a person isn't aware of something about themselves? Can it still change if a person, say, is on the AIM program? How does one, and the reason why I'm asking is because I'm having other people ask me questions.
It's a fair question. Let's go back to Wayne for a second.
Okay.
Wayne, let's see what your hereditary diseases are. He said, I don't know, Steve. I was an orphan. I'm adopted. I said, Wayne, there's nothing about you you don't know. Let's see what you know. We know everything about ourselves, Rebecca. Everything. Now, knowing is a level of consciousness. Do you know it so you can speak about it? You know it, but you can't articulate it? You know, when you know what you know, that's a higher level of consciousness. Because you know everything about you, and because you're part of the big whole, you know everything about life. All we do is force you to focus on what it is about you you know, which is very simply everything.
Okay.
And whatever you know that you feel you need to change, you will, because you have an instinct, and that is to heal yourself. And you will. It's something that's built into you and me and all of us. All I do is remind you and force you to focus 24/7. And, you know, whatever it takes to heal something, you may not like the feeling, but you know what? That's the way. I can't ever do that for you. No one can do that for you. You must feel what you must feel. But I can force you, compel you, to focus on what you need to heal. And you will, actively, hereditarily, at every level. To this extent, if after a year on the AIM program you decide to have a child, you will have nothing to pass on to that child negatively. Not the frequency of hereditary cancer or heart disease or whatever it may be. They will be gone. Because when you heal something, it's gone. So you do the work. We simply help you. Because healing is something only you can do.
That's correct.
There's so much help available out there. You are a healer. You in your work, endeavor to elevate people's consciousness. That is what healing is. Healers don't heal anybody.
No.
They raise their consciousness. And with that elevated consciousness, they're more able to heal themselves. Make sense?
Absolutely. And I have to agree with that. And as a practitioner of some different energetic modalities myself, that is the one thing that I'm very explicit about, is I'm not healing anything. You are, by the very nature and the act of you asking for this for yourself. Because you are not. And that's an absolute truth. That is an absolute truth.
Yeah, I know. You know what it's like, Rebecca? We've all seen people on television who are better dressed than I am and say, I hate to say this to you. I've examined your homeopathic remedy, and it's nothing but alcohol and water. You've seen it, right?
Yep.
And they're right. That's all it is. Because there's nothing they can see in it. Because anything above Avogadro's number, which is 26X, homeopathically, cannot be seen. There's no molecule left. There's nothing. But there is something there. It's memory. And you can't see memory under a microscope.
There's a lot.
Consequently, you take a dose of this. Homeopathy is an art form, in my mind. You take a dose of this memory, and you're taking a dose of, hey, you got to heal your heart disease, your cancer, whatever it may be, your depression. And you take a dose, you go, I remember. That's it. But we have very, very short attention spans.
Yes, unfortunately, we do.
And so your homeopath will say to you, okay, 3 hours later, take some more. You go, take it. Oh, I remember again, and so on and so on. You keep remembering until you have healed it. Then you have no need to remember. Well, that's the value of the AIM program. You never get a chance to forget. It's every second of every day. And that knowledge of homeopathy, and it's one of my degrees. I mean, you know, a bunch of them.
Yeah, you do. It's quite impressive, actually.
Well,
you've been busy. You've been very busy.
You know, my fantasy is right before I transition, I'll sit up and say, I've got it together, and then I'll be gone. You and I are never finished, because everything's consciousness, and there's no end to consciousness.
That's true.
And so
that's why we are eternal beings.
We will basically, at some level, never retire.
That's a true statement.
You don't retire from life.
No. No. You cannot do that. And if you do, I don't know. I don't even know if you could actually do that. Well, let's talk a little bit more, because, you know, you've talked about multiple personality, which, I found that really fascinating when I was reading it. I think it was in your book where you talk about that, where, you know, one personality had diabetes.
I mean, I remember first reading about it in a book called Holographic Universe by Talbot.
Yep, I actually read it then, too, and now, see, there's my memory coming back.
And some people, when they change personalities, change their eye color, which means very simply, eye color is important.
Yes.
What does it mean? I don't know. But if they change with each personality, it has a meaning. You see, if you change your eye color, you're changing your DNA, aren't you?
Yes, true.
So DNA is the last thing that happens. It just tags along. Okay, I'm coming along.
Yep. There's been a lot of, I've actually had a lot of conversations with people about what DNA actually is, and that hits it right on the mark right there, what you just said. So
it's a last latecomer to the party.
It truly is. Although it has an effect, obviously, on the human body, but everything does.
Sure.
Everything does.
We create our DNA.
Yeah.
With consciousness. We create everything with consciousness.
Absolutely. Well, as long as we're talking about stuff like this, let's talk about, you know, we've talked about, you know, the physical stuff. What about the non-physical stuff, such as emotions, relationships? What would you say to somebody that was asking on the AIM program to help in relationships, to help bring them into, a better awareness of what they're doing for job, business, and career, for a lack of a better way of saying it?
Well,
can it help with that?
You and I can talk about physical and emotional, but we're just talking, because everything occurs at the same instant, physically, emotionally, spiritually, they're only separate for our conversation.
That's correct.
They're not separate in the least. Let me tell you a quick story.
Sure, I love it.
You got a minute?
I do.
Okay. Early on in my relationship with Michael Beckwith, I did an evaluation for all the children in his family, and you have no idea how many little Beckwiths there are. They're just, you know. When Michael's not preaching, I know what he's doing. So anyway, one of the first children I looked at, I said, Michael, this child has the frequency of both hereditary and active cancer. Michael said, where'd that come from? So I looked to see from which parent. He said to me, I'll never forget it because I was so upset, Steve, don't be so linear. Now, I've been called a lot of names in my life, Rebecca, and probably a lot of them, you know, very well deserved. But linear, I don't think so. You don't call a subtle energy physicist linear.
No.
But he said to me this, Steve, I know something you'll never prove mathematically, and I respect your mathematics. My nephew chose his parents. He chose each thing that he inherited from each of his parents. I'm asking you why he chose the frequency of hereditary cancer. So I looked to see what created it, and it was the frequency of unresolved, unconscious, previously existed bitterness. So then Michael said, okay, can we take the bitterness and force it into his consciousness? So what I did was bind that unresolved bitterness, unconscious bitterness, to every cancer frequency in the database. I said, okay, let's see what happens. It only took about 2 weeks. Our phone lines were ringing off the hooks by people saying, why am I feeling so bitter?
Uh-huh.
And the answer was, well, because you are. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Nobody thought it was beautiful. They were all ingrates. But here's the important thing. The time it took to heal their hereditary and active cancer frequencies was just dramatically decreased. They were healing at a rate that was unprecedented in my work. Then Michael and I, so that's the answer to your emotion versus physicality.
Well, and I have to.
It occurs together. Michael and I worked on every hereditary disease and say, what created this or that? And my work's still not finished. It will be.
Well, and I think the more that you discover about this whole process and the deeper into it that you get, I think you're going to find more and more information myself. That's just a prediction, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it.
Yeah, well, that's true of all of us, you know, and for all of us.
Well, you know,
the more you know, the more you're responsible for, and the more empowered you are.
Well, and the more you know, the more you understand there is to learn.
I mean, you know, it's very simple, Rebecca. Ignorance is not bliss. It's innocence is bliss. Ignorance is just kind of dumb.
Well, so ignorance
we know,
is ignorance.
The more we're responsible for.
Right. Well, and I have to agree with that. I do. And ignorance is ignorance. You're ignoring something. That's what ignorance is.
Precisely.
And you know, I did a lot of studying on different words and what they have to, you know, what the real message would be that would be coming from dis-ease is, you know, that we use these terms so frequently that we really don't stop and look at the words that we're actually using, which really can carry some
weight. Well, you know, if you think about it, you know, look at it this way, just to create a parable. Somebody had some emotion they could not deal with. Let's call it bitterness.
Okay.
And so they tried to hide that bitterness from other people, and they got good at it. But that wasn't good enough. They then tried to hide it from themselves. Now they really have it together. But it's not gone. It's still there, and it will manifest. What manifests physically, call it cancer.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is.
You know, it's like, so you don't feel your bitterness, but now, you know, you have this and that and that and that and that.
Well, and what I'd like...
Consciousness is our only salvation. You know that.
Yes. That's a true statement. What I'd like to do is I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break here, Stephen. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about your autism program because that's really fabulous. We also have people that are obviously wanting to know how to get on the program, things like that, and we'll bring that back when we come back off a break. So you guys don't go with us. We're going to come right back with more Stephen Lewis and Journeys with Rebecca.
Sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for a Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Answers. series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sandy Andrew. Go to universallearningseries.com.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's got to be big. It's got to be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
All right. Thanks for staying with us. We're here with Stephen Lewis talking about Sanctuary, the Path to Consciousness. While I'm sitting here thinking about it, Stephen, I'm going to give out your web address, and that's www.energeticmatrix.com. While we're having this conversation, please feel free to go check out his website if you are listening via a computer. You've done, and one of the things that you have a wonderful program for autism, and I'd love for you to share some stories, things like that about what...
I'm so proud of that.
It's a very cool thing.
It really is.
If you have a question, you have a toll-free number also, 877-500-3622. And so, you can ask any questions, and we'll get back to you. But anyway, autism, interesting. I never thought about autism. But there are people who I feel have contributed to our collective spirituality for many years. And like Michael Beckwith and like Wayne Dyer. And Wayne's a friend of mine, Michael is. And Wayne, these people have been given the freedom to say, I've met someone who needs this and they can't afford it, so I want to give them a scholarship for him. And I don't question why, I question why, but I don't, I don't veto. So one of these people was a little girl who was autistic, and Wayne Dyer said, Steve, see if you can figure out what frequencies create this condition, this frequency of autism. So I did, and I found two things in her that were hereditary and were unknown to mankind.
Wow.
I put them on the AIM program and probably forgot about it because, frankly, it was not in my consciousness. But about 6 months later, her parents called up and said, Steve, my daughter is no longer autistic. Her physicians say she's not. Her caregiver, she's not autistic. It's obvious. I went, great, fantastic, and I was happy. I didn't realize we had hundreds of kids who were autistic on the AIM program, and the phones began ringing again. My child not autistic, etc. Well, it came to a head when I was speaking in Australia. And I was in a question and answer. I said, any questions? I'll try and answer. If I can, I will. If I can, I'll say, I don't know. I was there with my mic, and a little girl walked up and said, excuse me, can I thank you? Well, I said, well, sure, anyone can thank me. I mean, I'm on a pool. I mean, being thanked is a wonderful thing. I said, sure, but for what? She said, well, I couldn't have thanked you last year. I was autistic. Now I can thank you. And I went, Jesus.
Wow.
And I was choked up. It ruined my talk. I couldn't even speak. I was too choked up. Eileen, on the other hand, wasn't choked up. She was just obviously, blatantly sobbing on stage. She's hopeless that way. And I said, you know what? If I'm blessed enough able to help people this way, you've got to get them. The future is the kids.
True.
We're here to give things back.
Yes.
Let's just make it very simply. Anyone who has a frequency of autism, if I can find that frequency, which is almost always, there's no charge. Just make it a scholarship for any of them. It doesn't matter what. And so now we have thousands and thousands of kids worldwide who are all people, yes. Mostly kids, but some adults who are autistic. And the letters come in and the emails come in every day saying, I'm no longer autistic. thank you. And my answer is, you did it. You healed that. You, whatever it is about you, you heal. We help you heal, but you do the work. And then people eventually said, someone said, how about Down syndrome? And I said, I've been wrong so many times, Rebecca. And I said, I don't think Down syndrome can help. It's so structural. Well, I said that publicly, and the letters began coming in.
Uh-oh.
My child had Down syndrome, and everything has changed about him. His face and his body are narrower. They're longer. They're leaner. We had to change his clothes, his glasses, everything else.
What?
I said, oh, my God. Okay, it's free. If you find that frequency, it's free. Because what we're all here for is to give back.
Yes. Being in
that's
service.
Obvious. I'm not a miracle. I am very simply, and I'm blessed for it, the custodian of a miracle. I'm not a miracle at all. The miracle is the miracle.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Down syndrome aspect of it. So you when you were assisting, when these children were that were Down syndrome were on the AIM program, the parents were noticing physical changes and changes, and, but you weren't actually, you didn't actually see the Down syndrome. Is that what you're saying? The frequency?
No,
I guess I'm misunderstanding.
Initially,
okay.
And then when I do a recheck, at some point in time, I see if that frequency I found to be there is still there. And if it's not there in their consciousness, it won't be there. It isn't there in them, or it won't be there in very short order.
Okay.
It's consciousness.
Okay.
Creates the physical world. That's where we began. That's where we're going to end, because that is what life is. Consciousness creates the physical world. It's just like, you know, in the New Testament, when Jesus said, greater things than these could you do if you have the faith of a little mustard seed. It's, we create our physical world with our consciousness. Sure, it's all energy, but energy doesn't have anything you can say about it other than, well, there it is. Everywhere and always.
Yes.
End of story.
And that's a true statement. Everything is made up of energy. It just matters how we manifest it.
I think, you know, on that path, I think that this is an incredible revolution in evolution, because things happen because they must.
Yes.
I'm convinced of that. And what must happen is a revolution in evolution, and the revolution is that toward greater consciousness. There is no solution, I believe, for us other than to accelerate our consciousness. I think it's a line drawn in the sand, Rebecca.
You know, I think I would have to absolutely agree with that, Stephen. I truly do, because we're at that point where it has to be done. For many reasons, but
yeah,
it has to be done.
Yeah, at a more primitive level, you know, it's like the Ice Age. There were species that survived and thrived. There were others that didn't. You know, somewhere they got a message saying, you want to grow some more hair, or you want to, you know, cut out that swampy stuff in your diet? And
they made a
they
choice.
Didn't. All we got left is Barney.
You could have went all day without saying that.
You know, it's just the way it always has been. I believe that. But nothing occurs unless it's time for it to occur.
And I call that divine process.
It's time for us to have to increase our consciousness. I mean, look at the world, Rebecca. Look at it. You can see who is totally unconscious and who is choosing consciousness. It's not very subtle anymore.
No, it's not. And, you know, I've been noticing that for the past few years about it's like either or. Either or. You either are or you aren't.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, if you look at our world and the way it's become, people have awakened. They've become conscious of, oh my goodness, and this gets right back to what we started talking about, which is giving away one's own power, one's own knowledge.
I agree.
Yes.
I totally agree. But you know what? We're each preaching to the choir.
Yes,
we
are.
That.
We do.
But fortunately, we have an audience. That's good.
Yeah, we're not just talking to each other.
Let me say the same thing, because you know what? If, you know, I can measure consciousness also. And I use, in fact, I use David Hawkins' scale. You know, David Hawkins, I'm sure.
Yes. Interesting man.
Versus force. And I can look at people whose pictures are in the newspaper, magazines, whatever, and go, what's this person's consciousness? And these people, you know, there's a very obvious line between those who are seeking higher consciousness and those who are not. And that's a whole different story into itself.
Yes, it is. And that's...
Because, you know, it transcends religion. It transcends many things. But nothing transcends spirituality. Nothing.
And that's a truth.
Spirituality, to me, may I say something?
Oh, absolutely.
You have a break? I don't
know. No, we still have a few more minutes, and we'll make sure that we get your website out, how to get a hold of
it. I think it's important to understand this. To me, spirituality and consciousness are simply the degree to which you perceive your interaction with everyone and everything in the universe, and the degree to which you don't perceive it is the degree to which you're unconscious. And consciousness is simply recognizing your interaction with everyone and everything in the universe, which is why I can speak of it in terms of quantum mechanics or physics and call it the holographic principle. But it's no different than Buddha saying, speak of being in the oneness. That's a holographic statement.
Mother Bryce
is saying, what you do to the least of mine, you do to me. This is not new. It's just a different language. The thought is not new.
That's a true statement. Thought isn't new. It's been around as long as we've been around, I guess.
Exactly. And exactly that long.
Yeah. It's been around as long as we have. It's just a matter of embracing it. That's all it
and,
is.
And, you know, our job is we don't create. Our job is to remember.
Yes. And that's what we're all here for, is to remember. To remember that place, that spot that we are. That is all it is about. I mean, that sounds, you know, just pretty simple, but it really is. We have a tendency to complicate things much more than what they need to be.
Yeah, we're good at that, aren't we?
You know, as humans, we truly are. We're really good at making lots of flowery statements and words and stringing things along. And here's what I would like to do now. We've got just a couple minutes left, Stephen, here for you to be with us tonight. I first of all, would love to say right now, thank you so much
first
for sharing.
First of all, I'm shocked that time is gone.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? I'd like for you to give out the web address, how people can sign up, what they need to do, et cetera, so that there's, we've had a couple people actually that has messaged me, and also if you would give out your phone number again for people that might have questions or what have you.
Sure, of course. Well, first of all, the web address is Energetic Matrix. One word, obviously, energeticmatrix.com. And by the way, there are a lot of articles on there that I've written, and I have tried to address questions people have asked me. So I think it might help you to understand it further. And if you want information, the phone number is toll-free, 877-500-3622. 3622 is EMCC. And obviously, that's just homage to Einstein.
Absolutely. And I would like to ask you a quick question. On this toll-free number, we did not post it to my website. Would you like us to do that? Because it'll stay up for another week.
What's the question?
The toll-free number, we did not put it on the website. Would you like me to put it on my website?
Oh, of course, yes.
Okay, great.
Yes,
absolutely.
I mean, you know, for me, it's all very simple, you know. If someone asks me a question, I will try and answer it. And if I can't, I'll say, I don't know. There are no half-truths. I've learned this. Look at our world around us. Half-truths are very simply lies.
True.
So I try and answer any question anyone asks me.
And you have a lot of people that are also assisting you in this endeavor. You are in Las Vegas, correct?
Yeah, like you.
Like all of us do. We're not in this alone, right?
We're not in this alone. None of us are. That's the entire point.
It
We're
is.
We're in this together. That's the good news.
It is good news. And I, you know, being that this was the Thanksgiving weekend, and I did post to the front of my website, it is a time for attitude of gratitude, and I am very grateful for you coming forward and speaking to us today on the path to consciousness and to, you know, enlightening my audience. Stephen, thank you so much, and you guys stay with us. We're going to be right back. Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. I would like to share with you some information about my friends and colleagues at the American Association of Professional Psychics. Here are their founding principles to uplift the public image of professional psychics. Distinction through ethics, professionalism, and credibility. To provide positive press and publicity for certified psychics. To provide assurance that certified psychics are authentic, ethical, and professional. So please check them out, certifiedpsychic.com, or call 1-800-717-7887. Again, that's 800-717-7887. You'll be glad you did.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine, containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now 800-728-2730. Or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Stay tuned for the second hour of Journeys with Rebecca. For those of you who have to leave us, thank you for listening and encourage your station to pick up the second hour of the show. So stay with us because we're going to be taking your emails, your IMs, and phone calls in the second hour and lots more. We'll be right back for more of Journeys with Rebecca.